Thousands of water-powered mills once stood alongside creeks and streams and rivers throughout the United States. They ground flour from wheat, barley, and rye. They crush corn to feed poultry and other livestock. Only a few mills stand today, and most are in disrepair. 160 miles south of Minneapolis, though, is a 19th-century water-powered mill that has never stopped working. Clay Scott visited the miller and has this report.
The waters of Beaver Creek wind through Houston County, Minnesota, through steep hills covered with maple and hickory, walnut, oak, and ash. 10 miles northwest of the village of Caledonia, the creek flows into a narrow valley. On one side of the bank, the woods have been cleared, corn stands in neat rows, and 2 dozen white geese feed in the riffles. Here, a moss-covered dam spans the water, and a narrow channel leads from the creek to a solid building of field stone and weathered oak planking, a perfectly preserved, water-driven flour mill of a type not built since the late 1800s. 50 yards upstream, a small, elderly man emerges from a stone farmhouse. He approaches briskly, wearing old-fashioned brogans and a short-sleeved shirt buttoned to the throat. This is Master Miller Ivan Krugmeier, and he is proud to show a rare visitor the mill he has run for 55 years.
Well, see, that was built in 1876, so that's a pretty old building. But I often think, look at the work involved when they put that up years ago. All that rock had to be hauled with a team and a wagon, and then put together. It's a lot of work.
Minnesota alone once had more than 1,000 water mills like this one. Of the handful that still remain, Krugmeier's is the best preserved. It is also the only one still fully functional with the original parts, nearly all handmade, nearly all more than a century old. But for Ivan Krugmeier, the mill is not a relic. It has been a livelihood for him and for 3 generations of millers before him.
It's been in the family since 1887, and it's sure there's a lot of upkeep to it, but anything has got a lot of upkeep. And if you don't use it, it runs downhill. That's why we use it all the time. I use it all winter long when I crush ear corn. And when you use something, you find out something you have to fix. Well, you fix it.
Inside the mill, there is no dust, no cobwebs. Antique tools hang neatly from the walls. And a 19th century Seth Thomas clock still keeps accurate time. As for the mill's intricate gears and shafts, made of hand-forged steel and of smooth, hard maple, they work as well today, Krugmeier boasts, as when they were assembled. This afternoon, he needs to grind a few buckets of corn for his 15 head of beef cattle.
So this is the one that cracks the corn. I'll just open it up and turn it on.
A simple turn of a wheel and the mill comes to life, powered only by the waters of Beaver Creek. The cogs and gears mesh perfectly, without electricity. The water rushing from the mill race drives the turbine blades, which engage the wooden shafts and gears, which turn the 1,000-pound millstones, which grind the corn into a coarse meal. It's a system of milling, says Ivan Krugmeier, that's simple to operate, easy to maintain, versatile. He can grind any kind of flour, as coarse or as fine as you want. Old flour sacks hanging from the walls advertise products he once offered for sale. Best buckwheat flour, choice cornmeal, best graham flour. He no longer sells flour, but he still finds reasons to crank up the mill, to test the machinery, to grind a little flour for himself or a little corn for his cattle and geese.
Got to have something to do, you know. What in the world? I always tell people to come in here, work don't kill you. Sitting around is what kills you.
And so most days, Ivan Krugmeier works at the mill or tends the livestock and corn on his tidy 100-acre farmstead. And most days, as he has for over half a century, he finds time to sit for a while below the mill pond, scattering handfuls of coarsely ground cornmeal for the cardinals and thrushes, or watching the herons fish for trout in the waters of Beaver Creek.
You talk about the people in the cities, in Chicago, New York, you never get out to see a place like this. You never go out to see a place like this, and you probably couldn't chase them out of the city if you wanted to. You couldn't chase them out of the city. But how nice it is here, you know, in the summertime. You hear the water running over the dam, you know, and the years go by. You can't stop it.
For NPR News, I'm Clay Scott in Houston County, Minnesota.